Come on.
I don't know if you knew that or not. I was growing up. I don't know what made my uncle do it. My dad's brother, right just above him, he'd drive all the way from Indiana, pulled in the driveway. We'd done showered and dressed for church. And he come up, want to talk a while. And my daddy'd say, "Hey, the door's open. You can go in and stay there if you want to. But we're leaving for church. Best thing, go with us. It just come and go with us. Amen." Oh, yes. We got to break the back of life. Quit your excuses.
Amen.
Most of them lies, anyhow.
You're right.
Come on across with it. Hey, man. But you know, God knows the difference.
Right.
I said, God, I know there's people get sick, can't go. Hey, man, I've been a few times that couldn't go. Hey, man, but I've been very few times. Hey, man, because I had a desire for the fire, and a desire for the anointing, and a desire for the Spirit of God. And that's what I seek out there. And that's what I go out there, because he's a coming, and I want to be ready. Are you here tonight? Are you here to preach?
Amen.
Wherefore lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, and receive them with meekness the engrafted word, which is able to save your souls. But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only.
Amen.
All right.
Deceiving, listen to this, deceiving your own selves.
Yeah.
Amen. Been a notion on preaching on that. I know Brother L.D. Moore preached it years ago, and I had it on my heart. I told Brother Mark Crawford, I said, "I've been through that preaching at. Will that be all right?" He said, "Preach it." Praise God. I'm thinking that preaching on, you destroyed yourself.
Yeah.
Amen. You destroyed yourself. Yeah. Who did it? Who quit praying?
Yeah.
The Bible said you did run well, but who did hinder you?
Yeah.
What caused this? And then why are you out of oil? Why is the Lord's returning close and you're cold and you're indifferent and the light's not shining in your heart?
So
hurting the feeling. That's why. That's not why.
Come on, preach.
Somebody said somebody didn't lie. I'm not going back there. That's not why.
Come on.
I'll tell you what's the problem. You got no all. If you get back to prayer and seeking God like you ought to, you'd have a better attitude.
Amen.
Come on up here with me tonight and say amen to the preacher.
Amen.
Come on.
For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and he goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. Oh, I don't like what I see in there.
I don't like looking in the mirror much, but Jason. He's got something scary looking back at me.
Glory to God. I don't pray, praise the Lord. I say, here somebody say, I don't see why. Glory to God. But the Bible compared that, even the people, even to behold their face in a natural glass, and they goeth and forgetteth where they're really looking like. Amen. If you get a good look at yourself, it make you a little nausea. It make you a little sick at your stomach. And then times I've been there, Brother Johnson, I looked in that mirror and said, you make me sick. You should have been praying harder. You should have sought God more. You should have went to church more. You should have preached harder. You should have done better. Are you hearing me? You're the problem. It's you. It's you that's going to face God. You're not standing every moment, Daddy. You're not standing there for your spouse. You'll stand there for you.
Right.
Yes, Lord. As much as I want my children and my wife to go to heaven, amen, I'd give my life for that boy. Amen. No questions asked. No questions asked. I'd give my life for him. But when it comes to spiritual pains, I tell my son, you better get it for yourself.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Right.
Amen. I'm glad to see you the other night over at the home church. The power of God got to moving. He got rebaptized in the Holy Ghost, laying in the floor, trying to get up, and God knocked him right back in the floor. Hallelujah. I said, I'm going to see him in the floor when the power of the Holy Ghost got in. Then down at the ball court, I'm making hoops. Are you hearing me? We got to break the back of rock. We got to get a church here. Back on fire. Where the God of heaven can touch us and minister to our hearts. Opportunity after opportunity. Amen. Comes and goes. But we just don't get concerned enough about our experience with God. Hallelujah. Oh, as long as I can sing in the choir, preacher, I ain't too concerned about it. Amen. Glory to God. You ever thought about trying to make a difference?
Come on, brother.
Come on. All right.
Old Brother Matt Worrell was a wise man. He was one of my heroes, Brother Jason. Amen. That old brother quit church. Amen. Because of some holiness preaching. He didn't want to move up to that. He didn't want to live holy. And old Brother Matt went up to him. And he just asked a simple question. He said, brother, have you ever thought there's a closer walk with God? Has it ever dawned on you there's a closer place with God? Amen. No, because I'm trying to please me. That's why I can't see it. Amen. I ain't too interested in what the preacher thinks or even what God thinks. As long as I'm happy and content, you need to kick the lid off the coffin.
Come on.
Amen. Brother Mike Roberts said, kick the lid off the coffin. Let's have church. Amen. That's what you need to do in your life. Amen. Kick the lid off of it. That thing that's killing you out. That thing that's dragging you under. Kick, break its back. Right here tonight.
Yes,
I didn't quit. The Bible said in verse 5, while the bridegroom tarried, they all slumbered and slept.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Just relax.
Yeah.
Just take it easy.
Yeah.
Just.
Yeah.
Man, I just don't feel like getting in tonight.
Yeah.
I just don't feel like preaching. What's he going to do? Amen. Why did you come to church?
I'm just a little tired. You know, just didn't feel too good. I know what's coming.
Slumbered and
slept. Yeah.
Made another excuse.
Yeah.
Told the preacher something. Oh, I've heard some doozies. I won't share them with you. I've heard some doozies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I didn't come to church.
Yeah.
Lord, have mercy. My wife can tell you one right now. And she read my mind just plain as if I, glory to God. I'm thinking, Lord, have mercy, sis. Have you lost your mind? Praise God. But just so wrapped up and just being. It's just the church. That's just that little old church down there. I didn't do it without me.
Come on now.
Yeah, you're going to a judgment after a while, too.
Right.
And God may say, depart from me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Come on now. Yeah. Amen. The sadness of this parable is seen when we realize that though they had waited for the time of the bridegroom's appearance, they missed his arrival. Due to preparation. Didn't prepare. This didn't prepare. Amen. One old boy riding down a hill over in Perry County. Amen. Wrecked his bicycle. My dad knows his name. He was a Morse. He's riding his bicycle down that mountain. He lost control. Amen. And wrecked it. And just nearly about killed him. And when he got stopped, He looked up and somebody put a big church sign up there, said, "Prepare to meet thy God." He got saved down there. And a boy got saved down there. Brother Daniel, amen. Imagine that. I'm just about seeing an angel walk up there and put his foot out from the top. Flipped him right over down the hill. Amen. He stopped down by the hill. Yeah. Tired of me, God. Man, I hadn't thought about that. You go to church every service, you're preaching like you do tonight. And he said, "Boy, I never thought about that." I'll tell you what, you better prepare to meet God. Wait, come back, come back. Let's get it behind us. Let's march on. Let's get a hold of God. Let the fire fall. Let the power come. Let the rain come. Hey, glory to God. We got to have the move of God.
Yes, sir.
Amen. Amen. At midnight, there was a cry, man.
Oh, God.
They woke up.
Mm-hmm.
They woke up.
What a shock.
Don't wait too late.
Come on.
To wake up.
Right.
Don't wait too late.
Come on. Wait too late.
Should have prayed last night, preacher.
Yeah.
That's what that man said. Told my daddy. Lived for years, brother, right there across from the church. Right there across from the church. And one night, my dad was preaching. And he went back to him. He said, "Virgil, won't you give your heart to the Lord? Not tonight. Not tonight. Not tonight." Days went by. And finally came back to church. And God didn't deal with him like he did back there. And numerous times before he died, he'd tell my dad, "You remember that night that you came back there? And God dealt with me. I should have prayed that night, preacher. I should have prayed that night, but I've waited too long. I've waited too long." You're going to sit on a pew, listen to holiness preaching, have a great pastor, like Brother Jason Painter, to help you, and die and go to hell? Are you telling me the truth? Are you being honest with me tonight? You're going to wake up too late. Give us what you got.
Come on.
I'm gonna have it. I hear the bridegroom to coming. Let's see an old prayer warrior raise up and stretch and say, "My soul, let there be not enough for us. Can you go back to the altar and pray? Go back to that church again." The Bible said as they went, the bridegroom come and the door was shut. Oh, the only place we find them now is on the outside, knocking on the door. And a cry opened up. We went to church. Little song said, "I went to church on Sunday, though I never nailed in prayer. Please search the book again. It's too late now, I know. Please search it before you make me go. You gonna fool around and die and go to hell because of you had opportunity, but you weren't doing anything about it."
Come on, brother, you're up.
Amen. There's not a standard for the preacher and a standard for the members. We all got to have it.
Yeah.
Right. Amen. I'm doing better than this morning. I made the page 3 or 4 here. Amen.
Come on.
Go out to meet him. They all got up and they trimmed their lamps. Pretty foolish, isn't it?
Yes, Lord.
Why are you trimming your lamb? You need that oil. You can't light that thing. It'll burn the wick out. You can't light that.
Yeah.
I know it. But it's too late.
Too late.
Oh, you can't make it on mama's prayer. Come on, Sister Hannah. You can't make it on daddy's experience. You've got to have a personal experience with God.
Yeah.
You've got to have it. Are you with me here tonight? Amen. You know, firemen are trained and equipped to fight fire. No surprise, but that's out.
Glory to God.
They know that there will be fire.
Yeah.
There may not be one right now.
but they're going to be.
Right.
Going to be. They're going to be a fire.
Right.
They don't know when. They don't know where. So what do? They stay in a constant state of readiness. Yes. Amen?
Yeah.
Even when they're asleep.
Yeah.
They've got that suit, Brother Jason, sitting right there. When that call comes. When's the call coming? When's the call coming? Let him that's in the field not return back to his house. Let him that's on the rooftop not come down. Why? Because it's too late.
Too late.
It's too late. They got everything laid out. They got everything ready. They've got water in the truck. Amen. They quickly can dress and be out the door. I see them down the store with an Earl, and I hear this. There's a portable radio hanging on their side. In the store, they're grocery shopping. What's he doing with that? He's a firefighter. He's a police officer. And there might be a call. He hears the call. He pushes his buggy to the front and said, I'm sorry, I'll come back and get this later. Where are you going? There's a fire. Somebody's in trouble. I've got to leave. Well, they just went home from church. Looked like they just laid down to take a nap. And the call came. They were gone, just like that. They disappeared. They left us so early. They was gone in a moment. They never even said goodbye. There's a fire. Man, I feel the Holy Ghost. Oh. It might be a clear day in the sunshine. People going about their normal, everyday routine. Little Sam said, you may tie your shoes in the morning, Brother Berge, but the undertaker may untie them before night. A lot of people got up this morning. Got up this morning, just another day. But coming around that curve was a car they never saw coming. Just like you. They were gone in a moment. No time to get ready. Should have got ready back up the road. Should have prayed back yonder. You know, preacher, I'm planning on next revival. I'm planning on it.
Oh God.
My little old sister-in-law had that wreck that morning on the way to work just some days ago. Sister Michelle, I can't talk about without crying today because she is backslid on God. She quit church. Oh, but I heard she might die. She got bleeding on her brain. I said, oh God, oh God, don't let her go to hell. Don't let her go to hell. Amen. God pulled her out of it, had mercy on her. But there's been a bunch of them that never came out.
Right.
Are you hearing me? She went the other day and got that neck brace off finally. She wore a back brace and neck brace for a while. And she said, I'm going to burn that neck brace. That thing's tore to me. I'm just going to burn it. My neck's healed up. My wife, amen, she cried many a tear, prayed many a prayer. She said, I'll tell you what I'd do with it. I'd hang it on the wall. And every time I looked at it, I'd say, thank you, God. I didn't go to hell.
Oh, yeah.
Thank God.
Yeah.
You had mercy on me.
Yeah.
Amen.
Oh, are you ready? I go to church, but it ain't enough. Amen. I even go to the altar sometimes, but I'm never sincere. Let's break the back of black. Let's seek the face of God. Let's stand all over the house. I feel like the Lord is wanting to help us in this altar service today. I'm asking you, are you ready? Amen. Can you sing that, Sister Hannah?
Amen.
I'm asking you, are you ready? Are you ready here? Amen. Just for a moment, I ain't going to hold this altar service and drag this thing out. But if we just bow our head just for a moment, I promise I won't hold this long. But don't be embarrassed because you go to church and you need help. Don't hold back because of who you are, what your name is. I tell my children, if Daddy's preaching, or if Brother Daniel's preaching, or Brother Jason's preaching, if you need help, I don't care if everybody thinks you're backslid. If you need help, you go to that altar. You go up there and seek God. I don't care what people think. Amen. So you're here this evening, and you need help. It's not a shame to need help, but it's a shame to need help and not get it. I want there to be one right here tonight that come. Yeah, come to this altar. Somebody come and help pray with you tonight. Let's help get you back on your feet. Let's get the fire back burning. You know, the Bible said, I would. I were cold or hot. But because you're lukewarm, I spew you out of my mouth. There's no middle ground for this. You're either all the way in or you're all the way out. You're either dedicated to it or you're not dedicated at all. Just one moment longer. Anybody. I'm fixing to call everybody to the altar. I'd just like to give you an opportunity. Don't pass it up. Don't pass it up. God bless your heart, sis. God cares about you. Amen. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. If it was my wife, I'd want her to come. If it's Brother Jason's wife, I want her to come. It don't matter who you are. Amen. Everybody needs help sometimes. Everybody struggles sometimes. Amen. Anybody, come on. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost here tonight. Hallelujah. All right, let's come. Let's everybody gather up here and seek the face of God. God bless you for listening tonight. God bless your church. God bless your hearts. Oh God, I want to have what you want me to be, God. Woo!
You know the trumpet shall sound, and the Lord shall descend. Oh, the graves will open up, the dead in Christ shall intervene, and those that remain shall be caught up in the sky. But a man,
all one of them is taken, and the other one is left. Like a thief in the night, in the twinkling of an eye, I'm the Lord, gonna catch away in blood. And the trumpet shall sound, and the Lord
shall descend. Dead in Christ shall be buried, and those that remain shall be called up in the sky. But I'm asking you, are you ready? There are so many excuses why you cannot serve the Lord. I'm too young or I'm too busy, or I don't believe His word. Somebody would go with me, not today, but another night. Soon I will, but I'm not ready. He's not coming for such a long, long time.
Oh, Lord, help me.